New music from Bruno Mars and Ed Sheeran coming up in just a second. How exciting is that? Yeah. Plus, wait till you hear which celebrity is being called out on Instagram for something she did to her baby girl. We'll tell you in just a second. First, the biggest earthquake in years rattled Southern California yesterday.
Yeah, I heard about this.
I checked in on all my celebrities, just so you know, everyone's good.
They're all okay.
Mariah Carey tweeted, "Do I roll out of bed and get to the doorway? I'm from New York. I can't handle this." She had no idea what to do. The Rock said, 6.6 is strong. We felt a little movement here in the valley, but all is good. Prayers to everyone involved. Be prepared and be safe.
He's so nice.
My favorite was Gabriel Union. She said, "The fact that I experienced that long ass earthquake while on the toilet at the gym and immediately blame the celery juice is about right." Anyway, it was a very strong earthquake, but didn't seem to be too much damage.
Yeah.
Which is good. All right. Ed Sheeran, Bruno Mars, and Chris Stapleton. That is a very interesting trio, right?
Yeah.
They've dropped a new song called Blow. It's from Ed Sheeran's next album. I mentioned before, it's called Number Six Collaborations Project, which is out on July 12th, and it's different collaborators on every single track, okay?
Right. Cool.
So again, this one's called Blow. You can let us know what you think at 92925. Ed Sheeran with Bruno Mars and Chris Stapleton. Ooh. I don't know if that's for me.
I kind of like it. I love Bruno Mars.
I do love... You can't even tell that's Bruno Mars. He's changed.
It's definitely Bruno at the beginning, and then the rock kick kicks in, the guitar. Chris Stapleton, I guess, on the guitar.
Yeah, I guess so.
Not doing it for me. I don't know.
No, we'll you don't like it?
I don't like it. We'll see if it's a grower.
It's a grower.
I'm sure there are going to be tons of songs on that album that I will love, because I do love Ed Sheeran. And I do love Bruno Mars, too, but... Not a fan. No, I want the bring back
what
the
was
old
that noise.
Bring back the old Bruno Mars. Okay,
can't win them all.
All right, Hillary Duff has been called out by fans after revealing that she's had her 7-month-old daughter Banks. That's a cute little name. Banks has her ears pierced. So Duff shared a picture of her baby girl on her Instagram page earlier this week, and immediately people started jumping on her, criticizing her decision to subject her child to the painful procedure of ear piercing. Someone replied to the photo, "You just want an unfollow after seeing you pierced her ears. Poor baby. Goodbye."
I mean, mothers can do no right on social media. Somebody's going to criticize something that you do. It's just the worst for mothers.
When did you get your ears pierced, Nikki?
I was a baby too.
Okay.
It's kind of weird that
did
we
it
do
scar
it
you in any way?
Or yeah,
you
a lot of therapy.
Oh, come on.
Years and years of therapy from no, you don't remember.
Yeah.
But it's weird that we do it.
It is strange.
It is strange because there are certain. It's so cultural. You know, it's a common tradition in African cultures, yeah. Caribbean, Asian. It's very normal here too. But there are other like sort of similar things. There was a story not too long ago about a woman who waxed her babies in between her eyebrows.
Oh right.
And people were all up in arms, and I saw it too, and I was like, how vain of you. That's horrible. But is it really that different than, I don't know.
Yeah, it's one of those cultural things we just sort of pass on without thinking twice about it.
Yeah, exactly. We all did it. I watched my sister have hers pierced too when she was like 5 or 6 months old because my mom had to leave the room. She couldn't.
So you had to stand guard.
I had to stay and watch.